Welcome into the Air Raid Sports Podcast. I'm Chandler Carney, and with me, as always, Brady Scott.
What's going on?
Living life, man. I don't know if I'm hot or cold in this house right now.
It's good. It's comfortable right now.
I don't know. I feel like I'm like when the heater's on, I'm sweating, but when it's off, I'm cold.
And it's cold outside.
Yeah, it's 40 degrees.
And it's cold for the first time I won't say all year because it's obviously cold earlier, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Okay, just had to clarify so I didn't get a unwarranted shot.
Nah, dude, I've never taken an unwarranted shot at you.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
Like no, and like Logan talks about stuff like that all the time, and Logan has never caught a stray bullet from one of us ever.
That's a lie.
I dated this. You know, last girlfriend I had, she asked me one time, or she told me one time, she's like, I don't know why Logan's friends with y'all.
Because Logan dishes it back.
I was like, yeah. He just doesn't say anything around anybody else.
Yeah. We're all quiet and innocent. It's just us. It's real Logan comes out.
Yeah, that's for sure. How was your week?
It's just another week, really. Nothing special has happened.
Nothing special happened. Not even on Saturday.
I mean, we beat Auburn for the first time in...
That's special.
35 years.
Those bashers would not go away.
We were watching. I'd went down, like, towards the end of halftime, hoping the lines had cleared out. They had not. So I'm standing there waiting in line for a water and watching on the TV, and Tank busts a run. And all that went through my mind was like, here we go again. And somebody behind me was griping too. I turned and looked at him. I said, I literally believe some Auburn fan at some point in their life sold their soul to the devil so that they would never lose to Ole Miss again.
I don't know, man. It was
the craziest stuff always happens in that game. Thankfully, it happened for us this time.
Yeah.
Auburn Jesus transferred to Ole Miss.
Onside kick, man. What a ballsy call.
The balls on that. Did you hear him after the game talking about it?
Nah.
He's like, they asked him about it in his post-game presser, and he's like, yeah, we put the call on, and somebody asked him if he saw it, and he was like, I was watching on the big screen because I didn't want to be standing there over there on the sidelines, like, intensely watching a kickoff, like, because I never do that, and tip off the Auburn sideline. Look over at me and be like, something's up. He's like, so I just walked over the defense huddle out to like I was talking to them and watched it on the big screen.
That's so smart. Like, that's just genius level move.
Because my dumb ass would have been sitting there biting my fingernails.
Get the ball! Get the ball! you see, he's 20 yards back. Right
he
here.
He was.
Yeah, I don't know why they played so deep like that.
I don't either. I guess they never – they obviously didn't see it coming. But – it was a beautiful call. Beautiful kick.
Yeah, perfect.
Because we sit in the end zone. So when he fell, because he double clutched and went for it, I was like, I looked at Logan. I said, we're playing Auburn. That ball didn't go 10 yards.
Like, it went 10 and a half, like 10 and a quarter.
Thank God it did. Because that ended up probably being the ball game.
Oh, yeah. But see, like,
we also got very fortunate with the lightning delay, because about three plays before Judkins popped a run, we saw it plain as day, freaking lightning bolt straight down over there. Logan looked at me and said, we're about to be in a delay. I said, hopefully they let us finish this drive.
Well, that's insane. Let me tell you, man, that dude that ran on the field, you know?
Yeah.
The camera angle was set up at the time. Where you couldn't see it on TV, but you could hear the commentators talking about it.
What a legend.
So it wasn't like until later that night that I actually saw a video of it.
He made it all the way down the field.
Well, when he was running like that, I thought that at first I thought it was like, why is this, like they were running, you know, someone didn't go on the field, like there was 10 minutes, and I was like, why didn't he have a helmet on? And then I was like, oh, that's a ball boy going to get the tee or something, you know? And then I was like, no, that's a streaker.
Because we were all, everybody was just standing there, like, looking around, didn't know what we were doing. And Logan looked at me. He's like, what is going on? Like, and like, confused. I looked, because I had already seen it. I said, we got a streaker, Logan. It's okay. That security guard laid him out, too.
Well, it's a highway patrolman, wasn't it?
I don't know. Couldn't tell.
Yeah, I think, like, the security guard, like, kind of like, got him, like, around the legs or something. Yeah. And then the highway patrolman just speared him.
It did take six people laying on top of him, though, to handcuff him.
Well, I mean, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yes, he made a lot of money, though.
You think so?
I mean, how much money would it take you to do that?
A lot. Dude, did you see any of the, like, how much of the Tennessee-Bama game did you get to watch?
They showed.
Yes, I saw that they were showing it at the stadium.
When we went into the lightning delay, they showed some of the first quarter. So we watched basically half the first quarter in the stadium and then finished ours and got back to the house. I watched the whole second half.
It was a really good game.
Yeah.
It was awful officiating on both sides of the ball.
Was it, though?
Yeah, like, there were some things, I say awful, there were some things that, like, that happened that I think that the refs went into that game where it's like, you kind of want to let them play, but it's like, how much do you really want to let them play? And there were some flags that came late, yeah. Especially that last pass interference call. Like, I'm not saying that it wasn't pass interference.
Which one?
In the end zone on Bama.
On Bama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, yes, that was pass interference, but I don't think that ref that was in the end zone, because he didn't throw the flag.
Yeah.
And I really think it was because everybody knew, like, that's his call. And everybody knew, yes, that was pass interference. It was plain as day.
It was.
But I don't think he had the balls to throw it in that situation. Like, he didn't want to be that person.
He didn't want to be the guy to throw the flag against
and
Alabama.
So somebody else had to go down the field and throw it.
That's how it always goes in those games.
But so. I think it's just a situation in general and what was at stake and at that point in the game. Yeah. You really don't want to be that person.
But everybody's talking about that PI call. But I'm taking it. The one I like to take it back to this one, I think it was when – who's one? When Gibbs goes around the edge,
yeah,
and scores a touchdown, they get him for holding,
yeah,
and they backed him up, and then they have the false start penalty or delay a game penalty, and they back it up again, and it gets to whatever it was, third down, and the ball of the end zone where Banks pulls the Tennessee defender on top of him, and they throw the flag on Tennessee for PI there. So I mean,
You see what I mean? Awful officiating both sides.
It evened out.
It was a hell of a game.
Yes.
But, like, the way that I think that it is going to be described, in my opinion, and I know Bama fans are going to say the same thing, which I hate kind of agreeing with, it was one team Super Bowl, and it was just the third Saturday in October for another team.
It was.
You know?
But, I mean, they haven't beat them in 16 years.
Yeah.
Like, I understand the celebration. Like, I get it.
Oh, yeah. Like, no doubt. I don't think Tennessee should have started a GoFundMe for it, you know.
They got the money. Let them pay it.
Yeah. Well, they raised $150,000.
The school should have paid that.
Yeah. Like, donate that to charity.
Yes. The school has that money. If not, the NIL fund has it for sure. Just give them the McDonald's bags and go about your day.
So, when they tore the goalpost down, you saw, you know, it made its trips around the bars in Knoxville, and then it got thrown in the river.
Down the river, baby. It got it out of the river.
So one of my favorite things when Alabama loses is just listening to Alabama fans or reading what they post, because it's never Alabama's fault. It's always something else.
It was the ref's fault in this one because they had, what, 18 penalties?
All right, brother. You ready for this one?
Gotcha.
I ain't never heard this excuse before, so I'm reading it to you.
All right, let's go.
The goalpost that was thrown in the river needs to be measured. Rumor has it that it was not wide enough by the code. The one brought back to the stadium was, but the missed field goal that went slightly right would have been 3 points. That's why it was torn down and thrown in the river.
Huh?
Yeah. Someone actually posted that, and I don't think it's a joke. Like, they actually believe this.
They actually believe that. Wow. That kick wasn't close. Okay. What'd he say? 3 feet, 3 inches wider?
No, it just says it was just not by code. And that's 3 points. And that's why I was like, that was the ball. Basically saying that was the ball game, and that's why it was torn down.
The freaking post would have had to have been 6 feet wide.
Yeah.
And then even if it is, it hits the post and bounces out right.
You want to give him the benefit of the doubt and just say he's trolling?
No. maybe. But that.
I don't know. That like, I mean, like, there's people that are that stupid, you know?
And they, like, I understand it. Like, you're spoiled, but, like, literally every other team loses.
Yeah. Like, I mean.
It happens.
And you, like, I really think that we really found out how much of a dog Bryce Young is.
Yeah, because he was
and hurt. Like how much this team relies on him. And
they have to have him.
But it also shows you that here's the thing when Tennessee plays Georgia is that Tennessee run defense is different. Like they're really good. Like, yeah, they got gashed a few times. But like the whole Gibbs run, like, oh, it was holding though. Mm-hmm. You know? So, like, their run defense is really good. Like, I think they're ranked top five nationally.
Alabama couldn't run right at them. They had to go wide.
But their passing defense is abysmal.
Bad as Alabama's.
And they're so thin in the secondary in that game that it was like.
It was magnified.
Bryce Young was just picking them apart. But I think Hendon Hooker is the dude. And I think it's going to ultimately come down to him and C.J. Stroud for that Heisman.
That's what I was about to say. It's him and C.J. 1A, 1B. I mean, which one do you take? I mean, right now I'd probably give the nod to Hooker strictly because of he's had his Heisman moment and they've played.
And they play way more ranked teams.
Yeah, they've played stiffer competition and plus probably their biggest game of the year outside of Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, but now you got to look at it and say, well, Georgia's the biggest game now because.
Oh, no doubt.
In the grand scheme of the East, this win doesn't really mean that much.
Mm-mm. So, a loss would have been like.
It would have been playoff implications.
It's the same way with the Bama loss. I mean, they still control their own destiny.
Yeah. So I think that when they play Georgia, that's going to be the biggest game of the year.
That is literally going to be for who goes to Atlanta.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. I'm just...
Because Kentucky, with Will Levis going out for that game, they're done. Him missing the South Carolina game, they're out of it.
Yeah.
With two losses. They can't come back.
And the only other... Like, there's just... Like, unless there's a slip-up by Georgia...
To who?
Exactly. That's why I said it's a slip-up.
Who do they have left? They got Mississippi State.
Florida.
Tennessee. Missouri.
No, they already played Missouri. Almost slipped up.
Yeah. So they have Tennessee.
They got to play Kentucky.
Tennessee, Kentucky, Florida, and State. That's their remaining conference schedule.
Maybe South Carolina. I don't think Georgia's played South Carolina yet, have they?
I think they have. Yeah, they played in Columbia early in the year. First conference game, I believe.
Gotcha. So, this is just the biggest game for Tennessee so far.
Bama's got kicking problems again.
Good. I mean, good for them. I think now, as Ole Miss coming down the line, it really sets us up for heartbreak. Because you know what's going to happen, dude. You know what's about to happen. I'm about to tell you exactly what's going to happen. We're going to beat LSU. We're going to beat A&M. We're going to pull it off against Alabama.
And we're going to lose the last two games of the year?
No, we're going to lose to Arkansas.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
But I'm just saying. Like,
that's we beat Bama, they have two losses. We're in Atlanta.
No, I understand what you're saying. But I'm just saying, like, as far as, like, oh, this was it. Now we have to. Now we have to go to Atlanta and win.
Yeah. We have to go to Atlanta and win regardless.
I don't know. If you're undefeated, you go to Atlanta and you lose. Like, there's still a way you get in.
But it's okay. Do they do that with Ole Miss the same way they do Alabama?
Well, you have to think. Like, who's in
Pac-12's
from
done.
The East?
Pac-12.
Pac-12's out.
Yeah.
Like, we're looking at there's a chance that you're going to get three SEC teams in there. There's definitely a chance.
Okay.
Michigan and Ohio State have to play each other.
Okay, here you go. Tennessee.
Because TCU is going to lose.
Yes. Yes.
So you're literally looking at Clemson and Ohio State or Michigan. And Clemson plays Syracuse this week. So
Here you go. Tennessee beats Georgia. Tennessee and Ole Miss meet in Atlanta undefeated. Tennessee beat Georgia by a touchdown. Tennessee beats Ole Miss by 13. They put Georgia in or they put Ole Miss in?
Georgia. I mean.
See. That's the way they're going
to
go.
But I think you're thinking that I'm saying that there's going to be three. If Clemson has one loss and you're looking at an undefeated.
I'm not saying you're saying there's going to be three. There's going to be two.
Yeah, 100%.
There's only one scenario where you don't get two, I think. That is Georgia or Tennessee picking up a loss to not Georgia or Tennessee. And Bama winning out and losing the SEC championship game. Because then you have two loss Alabama, two loss Georgia or Tennessee.
Yeah. And then a one loss, assuming you have a one loss Michigan.
Yeah.
Or Ohio
loss
State.
Michigan or one loss Ohio State gets in over two loss Tennessee, two loss Georgia, two loss Alabama. Or two loss Tennessee, two loss Alabama. It doesn't matter how you slice it.
I mean, what happens if Ohio State and Michigan both slip up?
They're only going to get one.
Okay. Ohio State, Michigan both slip up. And then the winner of that game who has one loss goes to Indianapolis and gets beat by Minnesota. Okay.
Gets beat by Illinois.
Or Illinois. And assuming they have two losses.
Who?
Illinois.
Okay.
Now Ohio State and Michigan both have two losses. Clemson has a loss and loses in the SEC championship game to Wake Forest.
That's it.
Is there going to be four SEC teams in it?
No.
You don't think they still do it?
No. I think they put a one-loss SC in.
That's fair.
Or a one-loss TCU.
We're not even talking about UCLA. They're undefeated.
Or one loss, okay. I mean, that's a real possibility.
Yeah, and we're sitting here saying Pac-12's out, and it's like, well, UCLA, you know, if they beat Oregon this weekend, they control their destiny to the playoffs.
They control their own destiny right now. They're in the same boat that Tennessee and Ole Miss are.
So I think it's going to be very, very, very interesting coming down, you know, the wire. I just really hope that we're sitting undefeated, hosting Alabama second week November, and can beat them, and then don't shit the bed.
Yeah,
you're playing Arkansas, who's still a good football team. Mm-hmm. They're not as good as we thought they would be. They do have, you know,
but you got to go to Fayetteville,
and you've got to beat them, and then you've got to go to Starkville.
Yeah. No.
They come to us this year?
Yeah, it's at home.
So, are you questioning that now?
What?
That it's at home?
No, it's at home.
So, that's the thing. Like, I mean, we're going to be undefeated, and the damn Bulldogs are going to come here and beat us. I will cry.
You'd never hear the end of it.
No, you wouldn't. I would cry.
It would be the equivalent of Tennessee beating Alabama the other night. Maybe even larger than that. You would never hear the end of that crowd.
Because that's also like, you know, we're talking about this whole me going to this Alabama game and stuff, and it's like,
if game
now that I know, because the reason I said that it's in Starkville is because someone at work told me it was. I should not have taken them for that because I know more about college football than they do.
It was there last year. You know that.
I really don't.
Come on.
Like, dude, last football season is a blur.
Come on, man.
So, Like, do you know how many life events that I've had since last football season?
A ton.
Okay. So I do not remember where it was.
Okay. That's fair, I guess.
So now I'm like, well, crap. I really want to go to the Egg Bowl now.
Go.
But I also want to go to this Bama game.
Go.
But I also don't want to go to either.
Don't. Oh, you should definitely. If game day's there, you're going to go.
I don't know, man. I think that in my head, it'll never live up to the hype. So, and and you don't want to go anyway. So I'd go to game day by myself. I'd have to experience it by myself.
I'd go with you, but I'm not getting there at 3 a.m.
But you were all for it, you know, back in 2014 before we knew each other, waving a stupid ass Wayne County flag like you were Washington State. Oh, but now you're too cool for game day.
I'm just saying, like, it's something cool to do once, but it's not as good as watching it on TV. It's just not.
I mean, I really want to make a sign that's like
shitting on me.
No, like, I've missed one game day in the last, I don't know, man, like 12 years. I've watched every game day on TV in the last 12 years, except for one.
I mean, make the sign then. They're going to call you on that. Receipts.
And like, yeah, and like the other thing I get is like, this will, if they do come, this is potentially the last chance you will get to see Lee Corso.
Yeah, 100%. I think this is last year. Being able to travel the way that
so you're telling me you wouldn't go camp out for a chance to see Pat and talk to him? I got you now, don't I?
You got me there. You got me there.
The whole week before that, we just need to be in his DMs like, hey, bro, we're your biggest fans. Come out to eat with us. Hey, dude, come on. Come to the bar. Come do this. What if he's like, prove it. Let's go.
I mean, he probably would. I definitely couldn't keep up.
Be like, hey, man, we got a lake over here. I can take you to if you want to jump in.
Sardis?
Yeah.
Plenty of room there. I don't know. It'd be a tough call. I'd probably go with you, though.
And I'm not saying that I would get there. I'm saying I would if I had to.
That you're going to have to if you want to sit on the front row.
I don't have to sit in front row.
I mean, if you're going to go, you might as well. Because in the back, you can't see, you can't hear.
So then I'm still experiencing it by myself, dumbass. Because you just said you weren't doing that.
What?
You were not going that early.
I just said I might.
Well, dude, wishy-washy over here. I can't make up my mind because you won't make up your mind.
Why does my decision have any effect on yours?
Well, because why don't want to go by myself?
Now, if you can convince Logan to go, we'll go.
Logan ain't going. Like, we couldn't convince Logan to eat his protein at supper or something, you know? Like, hey, Logan, I got a steak. You want to eat it? No, I'm good, man. It wasn't my idea. I don't want to do it.
I feel like that's a little far, but I see the point you're trying to make.
I'm going to be like, no, I need to get my mind right for this game. I need to meditate this morning. I got to have my coffee. I got to take my blood pressure pills. I got to pray.
Dude, if we're undefeated going into that game, it's going to be so stressful.
Dude's going to have an aneurysm, man.
I mean, I might. Are you? That game's going to be so fun.
Yeah, like it will be. Like, don't get me wrong. But do we rush the field if we win?
I posed that question to Logan. He's like, no. He said no. I told him, I said, Logan, we go into Alabama undefeated and we beat them. If we go, we're riding the goalpost down.
Yo, yeah, like if everybody else rushes the field.
Oh, we're gone.
Yeah, I'm going.
I don't know. Because the argument he made, he posed like we've been there and we've done that.
That's fair. Like, because like in 14, like, it's the same boat Tennessee was in this year. Like, it'd been forever. And, like,
forever.
And it was, everything was building to that moment. Mm-hmm. And that was like our Super Bowl, you know? Same thing with Tennessee. Like, everything they've been doing has been built to this moment the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And with us, it was more like three or four.
Yeah. It did not happen that fast. But I don't think you should.
I don't think they rush the field.
I think they would.
I don't think they will.
I don't think you should.
I'm gonna side with Logan on this one and say I don't think they will.
Why?
Because we've been there, done that.
Yeah.
Like, that's not so far away. Like, I can, like there's an entire generation out there before Saturday that didn't really know what the third Saturday in October meant.
Oh, had absolutely no idea. It's been 16 years since they won. I mean, it was just another game.
Like, people were about to graduate high school. And like
Tennessee fans have never seen them win against Alabama.
So,
yeah.
You know, your boy Chance, big Tennessee fan.
He's a dad now.
Yeah. So I slid up when he posted the story, you know, of, you know, they were holding up the baby and everything. And I was like, damn, man, you had to wait 15 years to see this. And he had to wait 15 hours. Just not fair.
No, not at all. Good luck charm, I guess.
All right, so this is maybe going backwards in the story, but I do need to ask you something.
Okay.
First off, sorry about your Bravos.
It happens. Can't win it every year.
No, but
I mean,
I told you, man, if the Cardinals couldn't beat the Phillies, it just can't be done.
May not be able to be done. They are hot right now.
I mean, did you think the Dodgers were going to lose to the Padres?
No. But watching that series after the second game, I had a funny feeling. Just because, like, they were able to pull one out in Dodger Stadium, and their pitching lined up with Snell going in game three and Musgrove going in game four, and their bullpen has been nails the postseason.
Yeah.
Like, they've gone 30 and a third, I think. Like, this is – Alan told me, like, I knew it was a lot. His guess was 30 and a third, one run throughout the playoffs, their bullpen.
Insane.
It's ridiculous. But the Braves just had, like – and, yes, you can say I'm making an excuse, but I am. They just finally had too many injuries to overcome. I mean
– The Braves?
Yeah. I mean – they didn't have Albies for most of the year, or for half of the year anyway, but you needed him.
Yeah.
He's a spark in your order. But I think the one that really put a nail in it was when Spencer Strider went down with the oblique. Not having that solidified third starter. Yes, you have Charlie Morton, who's very experienced in the postseason, but, I mean, at the time of the injury, Strider was shoving. As you like to say, one of the best pitchers in baseball.
No.
The best pitcher in baseball.
The.
Like, I mean, and at the time he went down, he was pitching like one of the best pitchers in baseball. But losing him and not having that solidified third guy to go out there and give you innings, yes, he went out there, but, I mean, even Snit said after the game he was only going to give you four at most.
Yeah.
And then you're going to tax the pen. And then to go out there in game four and have the unfortunate luck of Morton getting hit in the arm and throwing arm by a line drive and then getting out of it or giving up a bomb and then going back out there and trying to fight through it, but ended up couldn't go anymore after you just had to tax the bullpen the day before for six plus innings. It's not a good recipe for success.
Let's talk about this, because this is actually why I brought this up to go into baseball talk. Yankees clinched. You know, they did that tonight, recording this. And that game got postponed, and that was the second postponement in that series with the Guardians.
They start tomorrow, don't they?
Yeah.
Ooh, that hurts.
So
Nestor through today.
Cole
going
seeing this.
Cole goes game one.
I don't know.
Do you know who Cole is?
Yeah, Garrett Cole. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I didn't. I just saw that they won. I didn't see who threw tonight or anything like that.
They start tomorrow. Yeah, Garrett Cole goes. Nestor threw today.
So this thing says this guy. He says I don't like to do these things, but he's let me get this straight. The Guardians wanted to play last night, and the Yankees didn't. Because I know that they were meeting, like it got postponed and they were going to make a decision at 7, and that a lot of people said that it's not as bad as the first postponement.
Yeah.
That like it's not as bad as people are making out to be.
I mean, it was boring.
Multiple articles about how the MLB needs New York to win. No hotels would accommodate all of the Guardians.
Huh?
Did you see that?
No.
There weren't hotels in New York City that would accommodate them. So like they had to go outside the city.
Oh, that's bullshit.
And the Yankees wouldn't sell tickets to Ohio addresses.
I mean, that's fair.
So, how's that fair?
I mean, that's a dick move, but I mean, that's fair.
That can't be legal, first of all.
Probably not, but I mean, it's home field advantage.
So for this reason, I hope the Astros just curb stomp them.
I'm back and forth on it.
I mean, I hate the Yankees. Like, and
I do too, but I really don't know which way I want this to go.
And like my brother, I'm a Yankees fan, man, and he's also a Lakers fan. You know, like
I'm a Laker. I'm a Lakers fan because LeBron's there. But I'm upfront about that.
Well, okay, dude. Like,
but to the Yankees' credit last night, like watching on TV, it was coming down pretty good.
And like that's all conspiracy stuff. You know what I mean?
It was coming down good for a long period of time, and it never stopped. And they finally ended up canceling it, I think, because I had it on the TV waiting for it to come on. And they finally called it, I think, around 9:15 Central Time, somewhere around there. So it would have been 10:15 there. And when they called it, like, they showed people leaving the state, like, it was coming down. And they said another wave was on its way. So,
and, like, you know, I'm all for good conspiracy stuff. But I know that the whole hotel thing is, like, it's true. Like, whether... Like, you just can't convince me that nobody in New York City had hotels available for them.
No, yeah, they just turned them away. No room in the inn for you.
Yeah. And that's just, I don't know, maybe we're just from the South, so we understand, like.
It is New York, though, so you really never know. But you got to find somewhere decent for them to stay, closer to the stadium.
All right, speaking of conspiracy in sports, all right?
All right.
You ready for this?
No.
Justin Herbert, have you seen the touchdown prop thing?
No.
All right, so Justin Herbert, -800 to throw one plus touchdown pass. Just had to throw a touchdown. He has thrown a touchdown in 36 of his 37 games as a starter, and he's thrown a touchdown in 30 straight games as a starter.
Okay.
-800. For that, right? And then if anybody listens that know what that means in order to win $100, you have to bet $800 for that. Like, hit, like it's going to happen. DraftKings and a lot of these other sports books, but I mainly saw DraftKings, boosted it to plus 100.
It didn't hit.
Didn't hit.
Wow. That.
And, like, they boosted it, like, 2 hours before kickoff.
Somebody's cooking it.
It's just fishy, man.
I mean, it was bound to come to an end at some point.
You're right.
The books always know. I was like Logan was talking about in the stadium Saturday. He's like, after Justin scored that touchdown, he was like, Vegas just knows, man. I said, what do you mean? He said, I think it closed at, like, 14 and a half.
Yeah, it was 14 and a half point. Yeah. I bet you could get it somewhere at 14.
I don't know how they, I don't understand it.
Yeah, and like different books have different lines.
I think the dude that created The Simpsons, the sports books use him.
Probably. Like I know there's this guy I work with, he's new into gambling, and we all know that I'm a recovering gambling addict.
Yeah, you're not a good gambler.
So we were talking about the Southern Miss game. I think it was like last week, a couple weeks, and it was like 3.5 point. Southern were 3.5 point favorites.
Never bet Southern Miss football.
And I said, yeah, y'all 3.5 point favorites. Like, no, we're 4 point favorites. And I was like, he's like, yeah, we're 4 point favorites. Like it mattered. And so I had to teach this rookie a thing or two about gambling. I was like, well, like depending on what sports book you look at, you could be 2.5 point favorites.
Exactly.
Like they're all different. They're not all the same. Like, there's kind of a consensus among them.
It's all within a point or two. Yeah. But, I mean, there's differences. There's discrepancies from each book.
But he was like, oh, we are not three. We are four. Like, it mattered, first of all. And second of all, it's like.
You'd rather have it at 3.
Like, literally, I'm looking at Caesars right now, and it says 3.5. Well, I was looking at, yeah, they're different.
People, man.
I also just want to let you know, I think there's one NFL team that is undefeated against the spread this season.
The Lions? The Commanders?
No.
The Saints?
No.
The Bears?
No.
The Broncos?
The freaking Falcons.
Huh. Well, you picked the wrong year to not bet the Falcons.
6-0 against the spread.
Hey, man. You might as well jump in on that.
Nah.
It'll end.
Yeah, dude, as soon as I bet it, yeah.
It'll end.
And I just don't know, man. The Falcons always just look like, oh, this is a great line. Like, they're going to cover it. Mm-hmm. And everybody thinks that. Like, I don't, it wasn't just me.
When, last week?
No, just in general.
Fair.
All right, so before we get into the picks, what are you griping about? You said I would agree with you. So.
I think you're going to agree with me. We are not getting, Ole Miss is not getting enough respect in the national media.
Oh, my God. No, they're not. But do you really want them to?
Yes.
I don't know, man. Kansas got a lot of national attention, and look what happened to them.
Okay, but that's Kansas. Everybody knew that was coming.
Everybody knows Ole Miss, it's going to come for Ole Miss.
It's not. Okay? Maybe they're turning a corner. I like to believe they're going to turn the corner.
Look at TCU. TCU has no national attention, and they're just beating teams left and right. Okay, they're just finding ways to win the ball games because there's no hype around them. There's no pressure on them.
Okay, they have.
It's rat poison.
They have one win that is equal to the win that we have.
Well, I mean, I think their one win is probably bigger than our one win.
Is it?
Well, they beat a top 10 team in the country.
Okay, we beat a top 10 team in the country.
Well, not anymore. They're like that Kentucky win does not look as good now.
Yeah,
at the end of the season, Oklahoma State is going to look way better to TCU because they're not going to lose another ball game.
Okay, but Oklahoma State doesn't have to play Tennessee and Georgia.
Neither does Ole Miss.
Okay, we have to play Alabama. We got to go to LSU. We got to go to A&M. Go to Atlanta, we'll have to play.
And then Kentucky's going to lose two more ball games at least.
Okay, that's Tennessee and Georgia, though.
Yeah, they're going to end up 8-4. We beat an 8-4 football team.
Okay, but
barely.
That's really a 9-3 team. They lost South Carolina without Will Levis.
Yeah, I mean, he is the number one overall draft pick.
I mean, he makes them go. Without Will Levis, they are not the same team. They prove that.
I mean, I agree with you. And I'm not – just getting back to what you're saying before we get too sidetracked with our argument.
There's no reason we should be an underdog.
Who should we – okay.
Going to LSU this week. There's no reason.
All right. Gambling addict, I'm coming at you on this one, all right? I'm gonna give you a little knowledge.
Okay. Give it to
me. We opened up as 2.5-point favorites.
But now we're not.
Why? Why are we not?
I don't – shark money?
Yes. Sharp money moved the line. It has nothing to do.
So everybody came in on LSU?
Yes.
At 2.5?
At 2.5 at home in Death Valley.
That's
you love home underdogs. I don't know why you're bitching. I don't know why this is just breaking news to you.
That's proving my point that nobody respects us and thinks we can go down there and win.
Well, 2.5, I mean, you got to think. Like,
we got to win by a field goal.
Okay, but at 2.5, the sharp money that has to come on something at 2.5 is kind of different than, like, Alabama opened up as
14.5-point favorites at Tennessee.
Yeah, and then they got down to 7.5.
I think it finished at 8.
Think about how much sharp money had to come on that to move it down to a touchdown.
A ton.
Not as much sharp money has to come on it to move it down 3 points. Because, I'm going to give you a lot of sports books, a lot of odds maker, the home team automatically gets 2 points.
I don't care.
So I'm telling you, if you're going to look at the odds standpoint, you have to look at the whole thing. You can't just...
Okay, watch game day this weekend. I guarantee you more of them pick LSU than Ole Miss.
If Pat picks LSU, is it going to break your heart?
No.
They haven't picked an Ole Miss game all year, not even when we play Kentucky.
Yeah, they did.
They did not.
I think there's only one person on that set that would pick Ole Miss.
Herb Street?
Yeah.
Because everybody else is going to pick LSU?
I think so. I think he's the only one that will do it.
I promise you Pat's going to pick it, Ole Miss and Corso.
I don't think so.
I think they will.
They're just not getting enough respect. Not getting enough run.
Who's going to be the guest picker, you think? Like, it's going to be in Eugene.
The Duck? Phil Knight? I don't know.
I don't know, man.
You have a ton of
options. I don't think Phil Knight's going to be there. He's in the headlines, man.
Not looking good.
This isn't a political show, but all I'm saying is national media and media outlets like ESPN are not happy with the donations to political campaigns that Phil Knight has made.
Okay, that's fair.
Phil Knight.
Irrelevant. Okay, who do you think it's going to be?
I don't know. Who's famous from...
I don't know. I feel like you have a ton of people you can choose from, but I don't know. That's beside the point.
If the Chargers want to buy, it'd be Justin Herbert, probably.
Yeah. Let Chip Kelly do it. But, I don't know, man. I just feel like we should be getting more respect than we are.
I think that the more respect you get, the more attention you get, the bigger your head swells. And you,
I don't think so.
That's
a good job of blocking it out, man.
What's it matter then anyway? You're not doing a good job blocking it out.
I don't have to. I don't have to go out there and play.
You definitely should. Like, you're going to get your hopes up when everybody starts hyping them up.
I don't care. It's time.
And then
it's time to turn.
Okay, and when game day comes on TV Saturday, and everybody on the set picks Ole Miss, you're going to be like, "Why did they do this? Why did they curse us? Why did they have to hype us up so much?"
It doesn't matter because they're smart. Because they're smart to pick us. This is really going to bite me in the ass.
Yeah, it really is. I think that there are way, way other things that we could gripe about than Ole Miss being ranked seventh in the country.
But it's not your gripe. It's my gripe.
I just think you're being a big baby about it.
I don't care.
It's fine. I'm just telling you.
I'm sorry I feel the way that I feel and that we should be getting more run than we are.
There's going to come a point where if Ole Miss does everything that they're supposed to do, that they control their destiny, that they're going to get the respect they deserve.
As they should.
Yeah. But right now, we ain't done shit.
We have.
We beat one ranked team.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah, Tennessee has a lot of hype because they've beaten like 4 ranked teams.
Okay, Pitt lost to Georgia Tech.
And you love Pitt, so I don't.
I do not love Pitt.
You love Narduzzi.
I do not.
Yes, you do. This is the first football season in the last 5 years I have not heard. Dude, I really like Narduzzi. I hadn't heard you say that. This is the first year.
See? Coming off of it. But, I mean, they lost to Georgia Tech. And we saw what Georgia Tech did, so erase that Tennessee.
Well, maybe it was Jeff Collins' fault.
I mean, maybe so. But, I mean, does it really make that big of a difference? 42-0?
I don't know. Wisconsin's been playing pretty decent. To say
I don't
Paul
care.
Chris.
It doesn't make that. It's not a 42-point difference. Like, it's still the same.
Okay,
hang on.
But you're saying that by your logic, Pitt is on the same level as Ole Miss.
They're not.
So it's not a 42-point difference.
Okay, but you're giving Tennessee credit for that ranked win.
Oh, over Pitt?
Yeah.
Was that one of the ranked teams?
Yes.
Oh. I'm seeing where the Pitt plays into this scenario now.
They barely beat Pitt. They beat Alabama. I mean, yeah, great. They beat Florida when Florida was ranked. What is Florida now? Does that look like a good... Okay, you talk about Kentucky not looking great. Okay, what does Florida look like right now? I mean, they have
I'm just going to say this, and then you can keep griping, but the national attention will come when it's supposed to come.
Yeah, it will come, but we should already be talking. We're the seventh-ranked team in the country, and we get no run.
Okay.
Everybody else is talked about more than us.
All right. I mean, this is why nobody likes Ole Miss fans.
I don't care.
We're whining about being ranked seventh in the country. When 10 years ago, you would have given your left testicle to be ranked seventh in the country.
No doubt.
And now we're ranked seventh in the country, and it's like, it's not good enough. People aren't talking about us enough.
They're not. It is good enough for me. But people should take note and respect what we're doing.
See, I really want to call Logan, and I want to get his opinion on this right now.
Call him up.
You think he'll answer?
I mean, probably. What else is he doing?
I don't know. We're probably gonna get his voicemail.
That'd be great.
Yeah, so people can hear it.
And get their opinion on it. He's not gonna answer. No shot. Wow.
He never answers his phone.
Gun to your head, call somebody. If they don't answer, you live.
Not Logan.
This person cannot be reached.
Oh, he doesn't have a voicemail anymore.
Dang.
Oh.
Sad.
We bullied him way too hard and he deleted it.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
I guess not, but I think we both know he would be on my side.
No, he would be on my side.
No, he'd be on my side.
No. I guess we'll find out in the coming days. We'll let you know how it worked out next week.
Yeah. I reckon so. You ready to get into picks?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, so, dude, I don't know. I don't have to do something because I can't ever see what you wrote down.
Move the box.
I'm sitting down. I'm not just going to get up and move the box.
Move the box.
Yeah, but see, I have all this stuff around me. You don't. And you're literally right by the box. All right. So, I did beat you last week. I don't think it's anything to brag about.
No.
I went 9-6 in college football. You went 8-7. We both went 2-3 in NFL. So, you went 10-10 overall, 11-9. That brings the grand total to, I don't know if I trust your math. Well, it wasn't your math while it goes, just you didn't do it, right? And that what we came to? Okay. So you're 73-46 overall, and I'm 64-55 overall. I got some ground to make up. All right. First game, we're getting right into the thick of it. Syracuse Orange going on the road to take on Clemson. Clemson 13.5 point favorites. Who are you taking in this one?
Who? Clemson.
Oh, over the Orange?
Yeah.
You don't think that the ranked Syracuse team can get it done?
No. You know who their quarterback is, don't you?
Yeah. Mo Shrute.
Yeah. Yeah, not they pulled one out for me last week. I'm not going to the well one too many times.
I'm gonna agree with you.
No, you're not gonna pick the ranked Syracuse team.
I'm not because
you're trying to bait me into that.
I think it'll be a good ball game because this is just
this is
the Achilles heel for Clemson.
It's their trouble every year.
But they're gonna win it. But they do not cover. All right, we got Kansas at Baylor. Baylor's 8-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
Baylor. I think Kansas emptied the tank against TCU, and Bean did not look like the Bean that we saw the week before.
I'm not gonna get off the Kansas train. I'm gonna ride it a little longer.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Jayhawks. All right, here's a good one for you. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Because you don't know any of these games. I just wrote them down.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Indiana at Rutgers. Rutgers 3-point favorites. Who you taking?
The Hoosiers and Tom Allen.
Yeah, Indiana's awful. I'm gonna go Rutgers in this one.
Ooh.
We got West Virginia at Texas Tech. Texas Tech 7-point favorites in this one. Who you taking?
Country Roads, baby. Take me
home.
Take me home. They get it done.
I mean, West Virginia, like they had a good win last week.
I mean, they've been up and down all year, but they've been playing good ball.
Yeah.
They lost a couple tough ones, but I mean, been playing good ball. It's tough to pick JT Daniels, but Country Roads really just hard to pick against.
Well, I'm going Red Raiders in this one. Surprise, surprise.
I figured.
All right, here we go, man. UCLA at Oregon. Oregon 6-point favorites. Who you got in this one?
I can't pick Bo Dix. I got to go with UCLA. The Bruins and DTR. Chip Kelly goes into Eugene and gets a win.
I think you're absolutely right. I can't trust Bo Nix either.
No.
I mean, hey, do you trust Bo Nix or DTR to, you know, get it done?
DTR in all the fifth day. Year in the system.
Yeah.
Easy.
I take DTR with one leg and one eye.
I probably wouldn't, but okay.
Texas at Oklahoma State. I don't know. I mean, I wrote down that Texas is a 6-point favorite in this game.
I'm taking the Longhorns with Quinn Ewers. They're a completely different team with him at the helm.
That makes more sense. Makes more sense. I'm going to go Oklahoma State. I'm going to go Cowboys in this one. I don't think that they're going to be able to pull this one out. They're coming off that bad loss, and they still kind of.
That was a bad loss. They gave that game away.
They controlled their destiny for a rematch with TCU.
Not going to happen.
You don't think so?
No, I think Texas is going to win out and go to the Big 12 championship game.
That'd be pretty good for them. Like, I mean, damn, man, that makes it more interesting now. We're agreeing that this has very much Big 12 implications.
Yeah, the winner of this game's in the driver's seat for going to the Big 12 championship game to face probably TCU.
And going to the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
All right, we got Purdue at Wisconsin. Wisconsin's 2-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
I'm taking Purdue on the road.
You know, I am too. I don't really like Wisconsin. I think Graham Hurts is absolutely overrated as a quarterback.
I'm going to change my pick.
You're going to go Wisconsin?
Yeah, I like Graham. I don't know why. I've always liked him. I really don't know why.
I don't either because he's poo-poo. It's because you haven't watched him play.
Yeah. I think I've only watched him one time, and he threw 5 touchdowns in that game.
All right, so going once, going twice. You're taking Wisconsin. 3-2.
No, give me Purdue. I'm going. I don't know.
Okay, you got to shit or get off the pot, bro. We going Wisconsin or Purdue?
Wisconsin.
All right, we got a crappy Pac-12 game out here. Arizona State at Stanford. Stanford's 2.5-point favorites. Who are we taking?
Heads is Stanford, tails is Arizona State.
Well, before you even flip it, I'm just going to tell you, I'm taking Stanford. I'm not picking the Sun Devils after what they did to Herm Edwards.
I said heads with Stanford.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stanford.
All right. So we're both riding Stanford. I'll need some time to digest the Arizona State stuff. All right, we got your alma mater, USM, going, taking on Texas State. Southern Miss is 2.5-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
Home dogs, baby.
I knew you were going to do it, man. I'm going to go with.
I've been flip-flopping good on Southern Miss.
You have. You have. I'm going to take the Mustard Birds. They got the same record. I think this is going to be a very evenly matched game. I will not be watching, but people that will.
Not. Don't know who, but okay.
I work with a few of them. Minnesota at Penn State. Penn State's 4.5-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
Yeah, Penn State bounces back and gets a win.
Yeah, I think I'm not 100% certain, But I do think this is a night game in Happy Valley.
Oh, yeah, no shot then. Michigan is, like, I will give Michigan their respect now. They finally beat somebody that is probably not great, but a worthy opponent. And it just further proves that James Franklin just cannot win the big one.
Yeah. I mean, he really can't. Texas A&M going on the road to take on South Carolina. A&M's 3.5-point favorites. Who you taking?
Who's playing quarterback for A&M? Is Haynes King alive?
Yeah, I would assume so.
I'm going to go with Beamer. Beamer balling the boys at home in Columbia, get it done.
You know, this one was a toss-up. I was just going to pick opposite whatever you did.
That's fair.
So I'm going A&M in this one. All right, we got Kansas State at TCU. TCU's 3.5-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
I want to go Kansas State, but I just can't pick against TCU right now.
That's fair. I mean, I definitely understand that. They look good, but all good things got to come to an end. And who better to end that than the Kansas State Wildcats, who, by the way, have not thrown an interception all season.
Pretty good. Martinez is
a dog.
Yeah. Scott Frost was.
Definitely the problem.
It's terrible.
All right, we got Pitt at Louisville. Louisville's 2.5-point favorites. Who are you taking?
I mean, here you go, man. I really like Narduzzi and Pitt.
Yeah, I mean, I know you like Narduzzi and Pitt. Like, I don't know why you acted like it was like you didn't.
He runs a good program.
This is kind of like a couple weeks ago when you went on this rant about USC and just the brand and everything, and then it came time to pick, and you're like, I know that I just went on this big rant about USC, but with all that being said, they're still a decent football team, and they're better than...
They were better than who they were playing. I didn't pick them last week.
Well, I'm going with Louisville in this one because I don't like Narduzzi. Pitt's overrated, just like you said they were.
I'm glad you're taking my advice.
All right, Pac-12 game. We're going Pac-12 after dark. Washington at Cal. Washington's 7.5-point favorites. Who are you taking?
The Huskies.
I don't know, man. I don't know in this one. You know, like I can see it going either way.
Michael Penix is going to go off.
Yeah? You think so?
I feel it.
I'm going Cal.
Cal had their game last week.
It's Pac-12. Weird things happen out there.
It really does.
I like Wilcox, so I'm going to take the Golden Bears. All right. The game we've all been waiting for. It's my favorite time of the year, man. It's LSU hate week. I'm not doing anything but wearing Ole Miss stuff every day. Like, this is it. I don't know. I've always been like this. Like, I hate them. I don't know. Like, I just hate them.
I don't like them either.
Ole Miss at LSU. LSU, unfortunately, line has flipped. They are 1.5-point favorites.
Bullshit.
Who are you taking, and what are you wanting to see in this game?
You know who I'm taking. Go to hell, LSU. It's Jackson Dart's coming out party. They're going to commit to stopping the run. They're going to stack the box. They're not going to let us run the ball down their throat. They're going to force Jackson Dart to throw and beat them. And Mingo, Watkins, Heath, Wade, it's going to be an air show. He's going to throw for 350 and 4 touchdowns and a pick, and the Rebels are going to get it done. I think the defense comes back into form this week. I want to see the defense bounce back. We've had a couple of dual threat quarterbacks this year to get ready for it. Contain Jaden Daniels. Keep him in the pocket. Don't let them break contain and bust that 10-15-yard run on third down. Stay home. Do what you're supposed to do. Hopefully we get Cedric Johnson back this week, which will be massive. Didn't have him this week. Tweaked an ankle in the Vanderbilt game. We get him back this week, and I think the defense is more comfortable, and I think we roll.
I'm really looking forward to this game. I'll probably have to listen to a lot of it on the radio. But I don't have a problem listening to David Kellum call a game.
No.
I think we're going to rush for 300-plus yards.
You don't think they're going to commit to stopping the run?
They can commit all they want to, but they're not going to stop it. Fun fact about this Ole Miss offensive line, they have reworked it. There's a lot of depth that you're starting to see for sure. Do you know how many sacks they've given up all season?
None.
Three.
No. I was close.
Three sacks all season. One of them was last week. But, like, that's insane.
It's pretty good. The freshman tackles are holding up.
Yeah.
The redshirt freshman tackles are holding up well.
Yeah. I really like Pettis.
It's going to be a different test this week. You're going to have more athleticism on the outside the block, but I think we're going to get it done.
And I think they deserve a lot of credit for as far as Ole Miss has gotten this season that they don't get, so I'm giving it to them.
Thank you.
I'm obviously going Rebels. I will not ever pick LSU to win this football game. And I am saying we're rushing for three. Jackson Dart can still have a coming out party. But we're still rushing for 300 yards.
Okay.
He looked really good on the ground, too.
He did.
So, I'm looking forward to this. This is it.
CBS, baby.
Finally. Finally, 9-11 a.m. kick.
Now, we like the 11 a.m. kick. All players like it. We're a morning team.
I like it because, like, don't get me wrong.
I like
That's where I start griping about how we don't have a lot of national attention is we keep getting stuck at the 11 a.m. game. But they have to do that because they're putting – they have to compete with Fox because Fox puts their best game on at noon. Yeah. So, like, I get it to an extent. But if LSU and Auburn are going to draw more eyes than, you know, Ole Miss and Kentucky –
Put them at
11 to compete with them, you know? Yeah. Like, that's just a dumb argument to me, you know?
Yeah. It's just no respect.
So, I like the 11 a.m. kick just for the sense of we are going directly into the football game.
Yes.
They ain't no way. We ain't waiting around
all day for it.
And then you can take a nap afterwards.
No, you can get home and watch everybody else.
And then you can watch other
play.
Games. Yeah. You can do whatever you want at that point, you know? Mm-hmm. All right, so the NFL games, Thursday night football. I don't even know. This ain't even going to be any better than the other games we've seen. Just so you know, I've already written down all of my NFL picks.
Okay.
So
you can go first then.
All right, I will. I'm just saying, like, if we were the same, that was why. Saints at Cardinals. Cardinals 1.5-point favorites in this one. You know who I'm taking the Saints in this one. Who you got?
Cardinals get D-Hop back. I'm going with the Cardinals.
I didn't know that, but it still wouldn't change my pick.
The only reason I know is because he's on my fantasy team.
Oh, good for you, dude.
Yeah. I'm hoping he has a nice game.
Colts at Titans. Titans 2.5-point favorites. I'm riding with the Titans in this one.
Yeah, same. Colts are terrible.
They're poo-poo, man.
Matt Ryan. Not, the Colts can't get it right at quarterback.
Just draft one.
They did.
Jacob Eason.
Sam Ehlinger.
Dude, just draft a quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, sooner or later, you've got to spend a first-round pick on one.
They're trading them all away for old quarterbacks or useless quarterbacks like Carson Wentz.
I trade Jonathan Taylor.
No.
Yeah, like, dude, he's poo-poo. I'm just a salty fantasy manager. I really didn't mean that.
False.
Giants at Jaguars. Jaguars 3-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
Give me the G-Man.
Good pick. Good pick. I'm going Jags in this one. They're gonna end this hype. Not really, but they're just gonna put the brakes on it a little bit. Jets at Broncos. Broncos 1-point favorites in this one. They look like absolute dog shit.
Russell Wilson is cheeks. Give me Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I'm taking Jets all day. I don't even, like
J-E-T-S.
Let's Jets, just talk Jets, about Jets. For a second. The Broncos getting all these primetime games, man, and I just don't understand it.
Is that Monday night or Sunday night?
Well, this isn't a primetime game.
Okay.
But this was like they've played 6 weeks and they've had 4 primetime games.
Yeah,
I mean, they've got 3 more coming up.
Everybody thought Russell Wilson was the truth. Pete Carroll was right all along. People should apologize to Pete.
They should. They won't.
He caught, like, they're ready to fire that man for Russell Wilson. Like, he was about to lose his job because he wanted Russell Wilson out. And look at him now. He's better off with Geno Smith.
Yeah. They're the ones who got a quarterback upgrade.
And they got first-round pick, second-round pick, and they didn't have to pay Russell Wilson $200-something million.
And one of the players that they got from Denver was a former first-round pick, Noah Fant. So, I mean, like, it worked out all over the board for
them. They won that trade by a mile.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it, man. He's got so many weapons in Denver.
They're just, I think also it comes down to coaching. Like, Hackett's never called plays, and he's starting to call plays. And then defensively, he hired a defensive coordinator who has no experience calling plays. And I think that that's okay. Don't get me wrong. Like, everybody deserves their chance.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. But maybe not having two first-year play callers.
Yeah. Not ideal. But, I mean, the defense has played well.
Yeah.
They just can't score.
No. Special teams played very well.
Got to be able to score. Their punter has gotten a season's worth of work in 6 weeks.
Yeah. All right, last game we got here, Chiefs at 49ers. Chiefs 3-point favorites. I'm riding Chiefs in this one. Who you taking?
Easy Chiefs. Yeah,
no doubt. All right, man. That's the board. I can't wait to beat you again this week.
20-0. Book it.
Yeah, okay. So, you got anything before we get out of here?
I do not.
All right, I got a little question for you, just to get your thoughts on it just a little bit. Who needs a bounce back win the most in their next game? Alabama, USC, Oklahoma State, or Penn State?
Who needs it the most?
Who needs it the most?
Oklahoma State.
Okay, I put Penn State.
Okay.
That's who I would take. But yeah, like, I think that Alabama's fine. Like, they don't have to have a bounce back win immediately.
No.
And they're playing Mississippi State.
Poor State.
Yeah.
No, not poor State.
Well, I mean, like, they – every time – like, I think someone told me that they've had to play Alabama, like, the last five times Alabama's came off of a loss.
Pain.
Yeah, so it's like, wow.
It's already tough enough, but now they're angry.
Yeah.
What about Will – what's his name?
Rogers?
No, Anderson, being basically deemed irrelevant in that Tennessee game.
Yeah. I mean, you talk a lot of shit. That's what happens.
Deserved it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a disrespect that the other team even exists.
You got to go back that up.
I think he's overrated anyway.
Really?
I'm not saying that I could block him, but I'm just saying, like, I think that it's
not like you could beat Brock Lesnar in a fight.
Oh, dude, I could beat Brock Lesnar in a fight.
Brock Lesnar would end your life.
Nah. Dude, how serious was I when I said that?
You were dead serious. You've honestly believed it.
I really did. I don't know why.
I don't either. That's ridiculous. That fight would last maybe 5 seconds.
He would fold me up and put me in his pocket.
There'd be two licks past him hitting you and you hitting
dude around. I'm literally thinking back, and I was so serious when I said that those times.
I was literally angry at you. I'm like, why do you believe this? Like, you fought for it so hard too,
dude. And that was back in my fat face. Like, I was over 300 pounds. There's no way I was making it through a fight.
Oh, man. I needed that. That was a good laugh.
Oh, good times.
Back to your question. Oklahoma State needs it more because, literally, if they lose this, they're out of the race in the Big 12.
Yeah. I think that I would agree with you over the Penn State now that you put it that way, for sure.
I just don't see a realistic chance that Penn State beats Ohio State. Because they're on the same side as Michigan. At least in the Big 12, you have a round robin where anybody can go to your championship.
Yeah, and I just want to end this by telling you this, because I don't know if you saw it. I doubt you did. Because you really don't care, but I'm telling you anyway. Manchester City went to Anfield to play Liverpool this past Sunday. Mm-hmm. And Liverpool won 1-0.
Congrats.
So I thought that it was going to be a rout.
Look at you, Mr. Negative.
I was negative.
I'll stay negative on the Ole Miss then. It may work.
And then I was like, you know what, man? If the Saints win Sunday, I have a trifecta for the weekend, you know? And then they just shit the bed.
Yeah, that was bad.
I've watched a lot of Saints games in my life, and that was one of the worst.
They blew it.
Yes.
Taysom for quarterback.
I just don't get how you give him all those touches last week and then nothing this week. Nothing.
I don't know. Sounds like somebody should look in the mirror and make some better play calls.
Facts. Pete Carmichael, that is you. We are all out of time for this. Thank you so much for listening. Go subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. You can follow us on Twitter at Air Raid Sports. Tweet us anytime. We will try to tweet you back. I don't actually ever look at the notifications. Just maybe you do. I don't know.
I don't get the notifications. I got signed out of that account. I haven't been able to get back in.
Oh, well, all you got to do is ask for the password.
Yeah.
I don't know it, but we'll figure it out.
I know it.
Oh, well.
I think. I just don't know the login.
If you know the password, you know the login. You just have to have the handle at Air Raid Sports.
Oh, that's right. I forget Twitter does it that way and don't need the email.
Wow.
I'm stupid. It's okay.
Hugs, kisses. Y'all have a great week.